Blog Talk Radio.
Rock and roll.
Listen, I was inspired by
people like Kurt Cobain or Axl Rose. I was very similar in a way. I was alienated and messed up from some child abuse and so many bad experiences when I was a child and adolescent. So, but through it all, I had to find my own way, find life on my own terms, and be my own person. So when I started writing songs, especially singing it, it was teenage, you know. You can hear it, you know, if you hear in, you know, Soul Evolution, you know, like, tragedy is not what I am. I was going through a lot. I lived on the streets for 4 or 5 years coming out here. I came out here on a Greyhound. And I had this dream to be in the music industry in some way, you know. Rock and roll was just the way for me to vent. I was so angry with the world because the world didn't accept me for who I am. And pretty much it's still that way. Alienation, attacking, you know. But so I turned into writing these lyrics and writing deep lyrics because I was living that life. And it was perpetuated because I didn't feel accepted in the industry, and I did get a lot of rejections with my music because it just wasn't positive or teenage or the way I looked or whatever. So I've written about it in this song, Unique, which you just heard. Unique was just Unique, Outkast, and what was the other song? Tragedy is not what I am. We're prophetic. They're true stories. You know, I failed a lot of tests in school. I had too much tragedies. I was, you know, living on barely falling off the cliff. Barely, I could have been dead so many times. I didn't know how. Why I'm lucky to be alive in aspects. If you want to know the truth. That's how my life was. I was too alienated, too put downs, written off, still is. My life is too harsh. And when I write those lyrics, they were truly just to vent out. It was on my own terms. I was writing it from a standpoint of how I was living when I was on the streets or when I was experiencing. And I lived those, and I got other songs just like that. It was just purely how I was living, how I felt. I didn't feel like I was accepted in this world. But, you know, music was the way to deal with it. It was to deal with the pain and suffering. Then I realized that in order to deal with it, I had to help myself and be more positive, you know. And then as I got older, I also wanted to experiment with more music because I had discovered other types of music, which helps me improve my chances at uncovering the inhibitions that I have in my life to be open to other ideas, like pop music. So I experimented with pop music, which you heard, and you know, like, that is why I fell in love with you and I really want to be with you. I co-written those songs, so it was a joy to do. And that is the side of my personality. I have a nice side, too. Love, I like to fall in love or be a part of that scenario in one way or another. Unfortunately, I had too many ups and downs to where I had to find self-love. And the only one person can do is me. So that's what the Unique is all about. Unique is my experiences of being in Hollywood and experiences with a record executive, experiences with the letters of rejection, being laughed at on stage, arguments on stage. Yeah, they laughed at my size. I was singing, and I screamed out, and then I walked out, all kinds of things. Band breakups, all kinds of things. So Unique and Outkast was that. There was other songs that are similar to that. That's what it was all about. But it was a good thing. In terms of learning experience on how to live and to become more positive. Because I realized at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anyone else think of me or what their opinion is, no, regardless of where they are or where they come from. It just matter what I feel and what God want, and my higher power. So it really is all what it is. And that's where I'm at now. You know, life is too short. It's so much stuff going on in the world outside of me that we can look at and we can understand why life is too short. So I don't, no matter how long I live, the most important thing for me to do is to create and to communicate how I feel. I have nothing to hide and nothing to fear but fear itself, and that's all that matters. So that's all that matters is to do what I need to do and to try to be as honest as I can and do the best I can. And no one else can tell me what to do otherwise. And that's where I'm at now, and that's where I always will be, perhaps. So that's how it is. One day at a time, trying to believe in a dream, whether it is true or not, believe in something positive, a goal. And the dream was to be in the music, but also the dream was to be happy and to try to find life on my own terms, no matter where I go, where I do. That's the goal for what I need to do. And at the same time, respect others and be respectful of others, too. If I'm going to be a good person, I can't put down or have the time to do it or try to hurt someone else, because that would be hideous to my life and my reputation. Unfortunately, there's too much hate and evil on this planet, too many struggles. As I mentioned before, there were so many artists, and I one of them in terms of the struggles of dealing with experiences that can affect someone mentally or drugs, alcohol, and so on. I'm not on drugs, alcohol, but what I want to say is that it has happened a lot. They should be addressed. I am not in any position to preach or to tell people what to do, because I am the last person. I'm just on this broadcast to just express how I feel. Because when I listen to something or I observe something, I get inspired to either communicate or to write about it in a book or write about it in a song. Because all of my songs, even the pop ones, are experiences that I felt. So it's truly from what I go through each day. I have nothing to hide. It doesn't matter what anything happens. I just got to create and just be who I need to be. Live life on my own terms, and that's all I need to do. I get inspired by people, but I also realize that the inspiration means that I have to find my own true self, my own unique voice on this planet, and that's all that matters. Because I'm pretty much who I am, and so is everyone else. And that's what it is. Yeah, I want to sing and I want to write a song. Well, that's one part of it, creativity. But I also have to, through experience, develop the wisdom to understand what's going on around me. And that is where I'm at. And that's where I always will be. And I'm having my ups and downs. And no matter what happens, things will be okay. And so will, hopefully it will be with you. I hope everybody in this world, on the planet, who listen to this, may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. Positivity is the way, because positive people, positive situations, positive consequences. Good night from Dove Knight.